Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. We are so happy to be back. We mean myself and my colleagues at LA Talk, and of course, our guest today. Thanks for hanging in there. We had a little technical moment, but that's our virtual life this year, right, guys? I want to go back to some of the things we were touching on last week and just give you an update. By the way, before we get into it, if you're listening to us online, thank you so much. If you want to see the show, the actual podcast part of this, the visual portion of the podcast, you can log on to Facebook as we are streaming live through Zoom. So a shout out to Facebook, Zoom, and everybody at LA Talk putting the show on the air. You guys, listen, the RAIN campaign started on the 1st. So my partner's over with Save Our Jewels and RAIN. Shout out to Tiara Moore. She's going to be with us here in the next week or so. She's not here today. So if you are looking for something healthy, natural, and supports a woman in your life, I've got a RAIN campaign going on. Check out my Instagram page, The Startup with Monique Leray, L-O-R-E. And go ahead and grab some of those items. And make great stocking stuffers. A percentage of it, it's going to COS LA. The other part is going towards my documentary film platform, Latchkey Kid Films. And it's a great way to raise money for a good cause. So check that out. We're going to be doing that campaign for the next 60 days. And today's guest is no stranger to LA Talk. She made her premiere here about a month and a half, 2 months ago. The Good Mitch, Christine Mitchell. She's part of my pandemic posse. Christine, mm-hmm. Are you there?
I am. Can you see me? Can you not see me?
Oh, we can see you. But you got to turn yourself now. I need you to be horizontal.
Okay. I thought I had to go horizontal.
The Good Mitch is in the house, you guys. And that's a play on words, right? Why don't you tell the listeners and viewers how you came up with that name?
The Good Mitch? You know, my daughter actually came up with the name The Good Mitch. My name is Christine Mitchell. And, you know, I feel like I'm the type of person that's all about the good things. And we were, you know, we love the Wizard of Oz. And The Good Mitch just kind of went, poof, here we are, The Good Mitch. So I focus on all things good. And whenever I tell people who I am, I say I'm The Good Mitch, like The Good Witch. And they go, oh, yeah, great. So it's an easy way for them to remember.
Play on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So awesome. And you look very festive. So I'm so glad you've got that beautiful smile and you're ready. Just to give everyone kind of a background, if they our first really in-depth interview with you. Okay. Christine is a new Angelino. She's new. And you just got here right before the pandemic. You were all booked up as an actress. And then COVID hit and you had to find your way and really lean into your green teachings, if you will, right? So tell people more about that and how that kind of ties in.
Sure. Well, like Monique said, I moved to LA for work. I am a model, an actor, a gardener, but I was getting a lot of work up in the Bay Area. That's where I was living. And I landed a very big commercial here. And so my agent said, come on down to LA and we're going to get you booked. And sure enough, I did that on my own. It was a really big move. And I started out the gate banging. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, getting them right after the other. And then COVID hit. So I literally landed here before COVID. I had many gigs lined up and they all went away. And I just thought, like most people that are dealing with this pandemic, what the hell am I going to do? I really had to do some soul searching, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to survive this thing? How am I going to not only survive it financially, but emotionally and physically? And, you know, that was a lot to take in. I'm in my mid-50s and, you know, single, and it just was very overwhelming. And I'll say I was really depressed. I'm not the type of person to stay in that type of a mode. I'm a very upbeat, positive person, but it took its toll.
That's honest.
Pardon? Sorry, there's a lot.
That's very honest.
Thank you. Well, and sorry, we're coming live from Santa's workshop. I don't even know if it's lit right. Anyway, this is my sort of workshop. Right.
It's lit very right.
Oh, you're good. I can barely see you. I can barely see you. But anyway, I moved into this little place, and outside my window was a demolition site. And my background, before all of these other things, is really as a DIY cottage sisters, they call them. I see something on the road that other people would pass up, and I say, I can turn that into something amazing. So I looked outside my window at this demolition site, and I saw sparkling little gems. So I went and I started pulling.
No, you're good.
We have an echo. I think that's what's going on. We have an echo here. So I started pulling things out of the site next door and started building things. And it kind of slowly got me out of my depression. You know, I like to do things. I don't like to sit and dwell on things. And, you know, so I started really going through that site. And there were so many items there that were going straight to the dump. And I thought, I can use these. I can recycle them. I can build things out of this wood. It's amazing wood. And so I did that. I created a small little garden in my apartment complex out of everything recycled or on the street. And it became sort of this little oasis for me to just get outside, for one, and just enjoy nature and think positively, you know, just go meditate or whatever. And I started growing things and taught my neighbors how to grow food. And it was just really rewarding in what was a very depressing time.
So. Yes. Well, it sounds like you really maximized, you know, your resources around you, and you stayed true to what you used to teach in your gardening classes. And I find a lot of people are starting to do fresh vegetables now. They have the time. You know, even if you've got an apartment, you've got a little, like a pot, you can plant some things.
Absolutely.
And it's a really great time to learn those things, right? I mean, how easy is it to get some seeds from the store?
Yeah, absolutely. Growing food is really easy. Yeah. People don't realize how easy it is. And I really like to reuse things. That's my specialty, is reusing things. So I start first with the easiest way to garden, and that's using what you have, which is, you know, let's say you have a green onion that you're going to throw away the end because it just seems like trash to other people. You can put that right back in the garden and it'll sprout up and grow again. So I like to do that. I like to do that with herbs, like let's just say some basil. You just let it root and then replant it, and they're very hardy. So I like to start with easy things that everybody can do.
So that's considered compost, right?
Pardon?
Like the onion. That's considered compost. Do you want to turn the volume up a little so you can hear me? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just because it's an echo in here. Let me see if I can make an adjustment. Sorry, guys. Let me just see.
That's okay. We're live, and this is how it is when you're live sometimes, guys.
Oh, my God.
So if you're not following her while she's at this, make sure you follow Christine on Instagram at TheGoodMitch, and she's on Facebook, Instagram, and all the things, all the Four Horsemen, Three Horsemen, right? You're on all those platforms. You're on Twitter because I think I made your...
One thing is that I'm going to be launching my brand come the new year. I figure we're going to just run out this... We're just going to run out this year and just get focused and start 2021 with a bang. That's what we're going to do. So,
Okay, good. So more update come, you know, full disclosure, because I'm pretty transparent on here. Most people that come on this podcast are friends of mine or people in my network. And it just has been a beautiful thing to come together and have this pandemic posse of experts. So we've been sharing our skills, and I'm helping her. She's helping me. And, you know, I think that's okay to do in these times for sure. Letting you guys know, working together and all some cool demonstrations for us. Are you prepared for it on December 20th? On our virtual wine tasting and pajamas event?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's going to be That's going to be a treat, you guys. Do you have your pajamas already? I'm going to have some cool pajamas.
Well, guess what? I'm working tomorrow on set, and it's for pajamas, so I'm going to bring those. I'm shooting tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll give them a shout out. You let them know. Have them reach out. What do you have today to show us? I know that you have some things you put together.
Yeah. I really appreciate when people put thought into their gifts and they make them from scratch. So I'm going to just show you guys some easy, really simple, anybody could do it. DIY kind of, you know, think outside the box gifts ideas that anyone could do. And so we're going to start with one of my favorite gift ideas, and it's very simple. All of these are like under $10. But one of the things that I love are matchboxes. Okay. So, cause I love candles. Who doesn't love candles? Right. So what I usually do is you can go to the dollar store and buy bulk matches. Okay. Just little matchbooks. And then you find some scrapbooking paper or magazines, tear out magazines and find some cool, you know, sayings that you like. And then you just, you know, cut it to size and glue it on, and boom, you've got a sort of DIY for the holidays. These are fun.
That's so smart.
And then what I do is I'm going to shout out IKEA because I love IKEA, but IKEA has these great bulk items where you can buy all these candles and, you know, votives, and you just wrap up a gift like that and boom, they love it. And
that's so good.
Yeah, so that's a good one. Another one I like to do is one of my favorite things to tell people when they're designing DIY is to decant everything you have. So everybody's got, jars like that. And I love to take baths, and I've been soaking with pure Epsom salts because I'm tired a little bit. Anyway, so what we would do is we would decant the Epsom salts into the jar, okay? Pour a little bit of essential oil, lavender, you know, menthol, peppermint, whatever, and then tie a ribbon around it with a nice little homemade tag. Another thing I like to do with tags like these, are called baker's tags or antique market tags. I like to dip them in old coffee and tea. So they stain just slightly and look a little bit more old, you know, older kind of antique. And, you know, I'll stamp a name or a sentiment, you know, a Christmas tree stamp or whatever. And then you've got a real personalized present for Aunt whoever, you know, that likes to soak in the tub. So that's another one.
I loved it. We were getting Epsom salts for me this year with the jar. For sure.
Well, and you can also...
That's happening.
You can also decant anything. For example, you know, if someone is a cocktail maker, you know, likes to drink cocktails, just get a decant, you know, get a cool decanter. This one I got at IKEA for under $5, and pour the vodka or whatever, you know, spirit they like, and add something like a juniper berry or any kind of berry that might taste well as it soaks in the alcohol, and, you know, tie a little ribbon around it. And that's a good DIY gift for, you know, the dads or whoever. So that's a good one.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And then another one I love to do is everybody's got terracotta pots around the house, I'm sure. So take any kind of paint and just paint up an old terracotta pot. You see? Yeah, you paint it up.
That's cool.
You throw a little herb garden in there that you buy at, you know, wherever, or something you're growing from your own garden. You can take a cutting and boom, instant live little plant for the plant lover. Another one I do is so I like to do cuttings because I'm a gardener. I really like to push the limit on my plants. I would rather cut than buy. So what I'll do is I'll cut a little piece off. This is an aloe plant that I cut from a larger aloe plant. And I put it in an old rusty tin, you know, something like an old tin that you put beans in or whatever. I left it outside and it rusted.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful item. Pardon? I'm so sorry.
It's an old coffee, like an old U-Ban.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I have cars going in and outside, so this is sort of a weird setup today, but it is what it is.
You're making it work, Christine. We're making it work.
Yeah, we're making it work. And, you know, another thing is, like, I'll take an old teacup, okay? Let's just say you've got a Christmas teacup, okay? And you just put your little plant in your little Christmas teacup. This one is an old one that's in just a little used teacup. It's another little succulent, but I'll put the succulent in a little Christmas teacup. Boom, easy peasy. Let's see what else we got. Do we have room? Do we have time for more?
Of course, we've got plenty of time for you, Christine. These are all, by the way, you guys, you're looking at the good Mitch here giving you Christmas DIY. I do it DIY. Oops, do it yourself. Ideas for Christmas that are around the house, inexpensive, COVID-friendly, environment-friendly, budget-friendly ideas.
Exactly.
Where can they find you? They can find you Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And then are you taking clients right now, private clients, to still do revamping spaces? Or,
you know, I will after the holidays. Once we launch the brand, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be helping out with, you know, gardening tips or design tips. But all of that's coming in 2021. So I'm finally getting work, Monique. Like, we're back in business. So
keep it real. We're keeping it real on this show. She's a working actress, you guys.
It was a very, very long, long summer and fall of not alone. Let's see what else we've got here. So another idea I like to do is, everybody knows that I am a magazine hound. I do not like throwing away magazines because they are sources of inspiration and creativity. And if I find a really cool slogan in a magazine, I'll cut it out and I will, where did I put that? Oh, here it is. I love this one. So I took an old, I work with wood a lot. So my off pieces, my off cuts, I take and I put the magazine, I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it well?
Hold it up like this. Tilt it forward. There you go.
Can you see
it? All right. Put the actual thing forward like this.
Oh.
God. Okay, maybe that was wrong.
Shoot.
Can you guys see that? I see it a little bit. Once upon a time. Okay, good.
Can you see that?
Yeah, once upon a time.
So basically what that is it was cut out of a magazine and I decoupaged it, which is basically just Elmer's glue, some water, a paintbrush, and just paint it on and it sort of coats it on. And then you can put a little hanging tag or just set it on your wall or whatever. And it's easy DIY.
That's those things that you get from, Cosplay or something or wherever, and you can do wood around the house and it's good for the environment. I love that idea.
Exactly. This is another piece that I love. This is just something I cut out. This is an old piece of wood, okay? And this is just an old cutout of a tulip growing. And I hang that on the wall and it's pretty cool. And it was free.
That is really cool. You did all that with Elmer's glue? You put Elmer's glue in a paintbrush and water.
Yeah. Just paint it on. Yeah. And then, like, here's another example. This is just a piece of wood that I found. A couple of silhouettes. I love silhouettes. They're one of my favorite things to decorate with because they make a really nice statement. They're classic. They're bold. They go with anything. And so I just put it on some wood and instant decor. There you go.
Bonjour.
What else we got? Here's another thing. I love collecting old frames. Old frames like... Yeah, this is any kind of old frame you find at a garage sale or at Goodwill or whatever. And then I'll put something behind it. Like, this was just a card that I found and put it with an old... can you see that?
Does love?
Yeah, love. And it's a nice... It makes a nice piece of artwork. So that's always fun. Here's another item, just a cutting from a newspaper. That's actually an old book that I stamped a butterfly on and framed it behind this old frame.
Beautiful. This is really fun. I like if because postcards, I know that you mentioned IKEA. They have postcards. Oh, yeah. A big yeah. scene.
So see, just all these are just old frames that I'll make new again, you know? So that's always fun. What's that?
I love a vintage look. I think that's good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good. And so like, for, this is an old frame that I let get really weathered outside. And I made the sign. These are just easy signs you can make with stencils out of old wood. And then you pop it together. And you've got instant holiday decor. Basically free. Okay. So there, and one more.
That's how many more you got? We'll take some of them.
We got a few more. You want to see more?
Yep.
Okay. So
yep.
I like to go and hunt. I like to go and hunt in the secondhand shops or Goodwill shops for old music notebooks, old lessons, piano lessons, whatever. And I then put them behind, I don't know if you can see this, gosh, put them behind an old frame, and then I'll take a leaf and put some stamping behind it. And it's like a personalized piece of artwork. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, your light is very bright. Maybe turn your light down a little bit.
Oh, okay. Can we do that?
Huh? And then we.
Okay, yeah. Let's, it's very bright. Have a, okay. Gosh.
Yeah. It should be. Let's see.
Can you
no,
see?
No, not really. I thought it would help. We're going to post pictures of Christine's artwork on Instagram after this and on Facebook. So you guys will be able to see all these beautiful things in case you're missing it here. But keep going, yeah. Christine. What else you got for us?
Well, I got, okay. So, yeah. So really, I go nuts for wood. Okay. I love old wood. And so you can, you know, you don't love necessarily wood. Have okay. to have a piece of canvas to make any artwork. You can use old wood. And so this is an old wood panel out of an old door that has been painted.
Oh.
With apples, do you see? So really, this was going to the dump, and now it's a beautiful picture that you can put in your kitchen. Ta-da!
Wow, interesting. Ta-da! I love it. So, because it's got to be where you do specialized pieces, right? Your clients say, okay, this is the vibe we're looking for, and then you're able to redo that space. How long does it take to do like a specialized space revamption?
Oh my gosh. Well, not very long. It just sort of depends on what you have. I like to work with what people have. And so I say shop your home. You know, everybody's got stuff that they really don't think can make a cute design unless you look at it in a different way. And that's sort of what I always try and do. I like to look at something in a different way out of the box. And so, you know, let's say someone has, an old couch that if they threw a beautiful throw over, it would just completely change the idea or change the way that the house is configured. My specialty is really sort of spatial relations. I know how to make things fit in a very small space. That's one of my specialties. Like tiny house living is what I do best, really.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, I think we're going to have to get you back on for sure at the top of the year when you're ready to take on more clients. I feel like a lot of people are doing just that right now in this time. They are redoing their space. They're yep. spending more time at home, of course, because of COVID. And outdoor spaces are being maximized. People are turning their areas into offices. So you're going to be even more in demand, I feel like, after the new year, right? Christmas.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so as well. People, you know, they've been stuck at home for so long and they don't need to spend the money to make their homes refreshed. You can just slap a coat of paint on a piece of furniture or on a wall, you know, a nice statement on a wall painted red or something is a nice pop. But really start at home first. You don't need to spend your money. Start at home. And more than likely, you've got quite a few items that other people would say are trash, but they're treasures.
Trash to treasures. I love it. Now, let's talk a little bit about your journey to getting to this happy place, you know, where it is a Santa's workshop. Because got really ratcheted there for a minute, didn't it? I mean, as an in the 50s, second half of your life, and can you kind of share a little with the viewers and listeners that are entrepreneurs that are going through their own turmoil or time, you know, trying times right now?
Right. Well, like I said, I'll be 55 next year. I can't even believe it. But
congratulations.
Yeah, and my life has been quite the roller coaster. This year has been no exception. It's been one of the most challenging years for me. Like everybody else, but you know, when you're single and you're getting up there, you know, life is different when you're starting over at this stage. But for me, it only has gotten better. I just, you know, I think it's just because I don't really, I don't care so much like I used to when I was younger. And it's like, this is me. If you don't dig it, then bye.
It's easy. It's an easy way to be.
Stay positive because all of us are aging, and it doesn't have to be, you know, kinks and, you know, ow and this and that. You can, you know, just stay active and stay positive, and you would be surprised at what you can accomplish if you put your mind to it and just, you know, focus on the good instead of the bad, because usually when you focus on the good, it takes you out of that negative space. You know, listen, I'm affected just like everybody else, and I cry and I get very depressed. But I find that whenever I just focus and on a attitude of gratitude, that's how I get by.
That's a really good point. I mean, you gotta kind of remember, and we've brought this up on the show before, but you have to remember why you started your brand, why you gave a damn to even miss out on those dates, to say no to the friends, to not go out, to not spend the money, to actually stay home and work on your brand. Why did you start in the beginning? And this is the part where you have to have grit. You have to have that dig down deep. No matter what happens, I'm riding this out. And I think that really weeds out a lot of people who think they're entrepreneurs. It doesn't have to always be hard. But there's going to be challenges, right? I mean, wouldn't you say this was one of the grittiest entrepreneurial years ever?
Oh my God. Yeah. But you know what? When these things happen, we see so many wonderful ideas. What do they say? The mother of invention. What is that saying?
Every good idea comes from just a problem or
answer right now. You know, straight out the gate, I'm a creative, I'm a maker. So the first thing that I started making were masks. I started making masks for my friends. I started selling to my friends. They're like, I'll take one. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have a mask business. Boom. Everybody's making masks. So
you still making those masks?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I can, but I figure there's so many out there and nice ones. And, what I did was I used what I had, old t-shirts, old material, and made masks. So, great.
We would like one. I need to get one from you. So I
want. Oh gosh, I do have quite a few laying around.
Mitchell masks. All right, good. So, what do you think? Something specific to your journey as an entrepreneur and an actress and a teacher and a garden specialist and a rehabologist. Is that even a word? We just made it up. What do you think specific to your journey as an entrepreneur in this time, can you share with the listeners and the viewers that maybe someone needs to hear, you know, backs against the corner? You had it all going on, right? You had the dental thing going on.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I had really, I had a lot of dental trauma years ago, and this was the year that I was finally able to take care of something that had been put off for so long. And there was a lot of ups and downs that happened with that. But, you know, I just stayed positive and got through it. But this has probably been one of the most challenging years. And it's really shown me what I'm made of. And I don't give up.
We can check that off the list.
We check that off the list. I'm here. Like, I could be 6 feet under. So may as well be happy and live life with gratitude. And one of the things I have also noticed is that it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, for, you know, you and I met because, you know, we kind of share ideas and we ask each other, you know, how do you do this, girl, or how do you do that? And I think now more than ever, we have this group of women, especially, that are utilizing each other's knowledge. And I think that's great, you know?
Yeah. That's a really good point that you make about tapping into your network and asking for help. There's a online resource that I really like. It's called score.org, and it's just a community of retired, successful business people, and not all retired, but a lot of people who have made it, if you will, in their respective genres of work and niche businesses, and they put all these online resources for people. So maybe we're doing that in real time. Maybe shout out to score.org. Maybe we are our own score.orgs. And that's the thing we have to learn as entrepreneurs, that you kind of ask for help sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay to not have it all going on, even though you think in your head you do. And right. I learn that all the time. And being a little vulnerable is attractive, I think, in some ways, because it shows that you're willing to trust other people's expertise.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels good to help, right? Like when you're giving somebody gifts, it feels good because you get excited about that gift for them. But if they don't receive it, then you're like, dang, that sucked. So look at it as a gift to tap into your network these days, guys.
Exactly.
And yeah. So, all right, Christine, give us your handles one more time for people who have not followed you yet and need to follow you.
Right. So again, I am Christine Mitchell, and you can find me at The Good Mitch on, you know, Instagram and all of those platforms, the social platforms, and thegoodmitch.com coming soon next year. We'll have all sorts of tips and tricks, and I'm going to be having a blog and featuring people who are doing all of the good things out there. So it's going to be exciting. It's you know, my life is about, good things, but also I work, you know, in film and television and in the fashion industry. And I come across a lot of really interesting folk that are doing really incredible things, and I want to highlight them. So next year is going to be really exciting.
I'm excited for you. I can feel it. It's new beginnings, clearing out this 2020 situation that we all were in. And I'm going to call 2020 a situation. Where's the situation from the Jersey Shore?
Exactly.
2020 situation. So it sounds like you are, you've got some cool things cooking in the television and film space. Anything you can share that you can talk about? I know there's some things you can talk about.
Pardon?
Are there any campaigns or anything that you're doing that you can talk about?
Yeah. I have quite a few commercials out at the moment. I have a short film coming out soon called Testing 1-2-3. It's about the relationship between a man and a woman and how we are just basically, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and that's just the way it is. So that was a fun little short film. It's going through the film festivals right now. And I have, a lot of little commercials coming out soon.
You have a makeup commercial, don't you?
I do. Yeah. Well, I did an Estee Lauder commercial years ago for, it's called Beautiful, the fragrance, and you can Google it. I play the mother of the bride, and that was sort of the start of my modeling career happening at that job. You know, I've worked for so many brands, and now I feel like I have to start working for myself, my brand, and I want to highlight others that are doing good things. So it's all win-win.
Yeah, this is great. And you guys, this woman is 50 years old. I mean, her 50s. And
I'm
look
54.
Look at this body. Goodness gracious. You guys, listen, you go, girl.
Tell you what,
Christine.
Yeah, don't be upset if you've gained a little bit, because it's okay. I did. It's okay. It's all good.
It is okay.
Yeah.
We God. And so, Christine, speaking of gaining weight, I want to talk about wine.
Okay.
This is the Good Mitch wine that we need to make. But we're giving a shout out to my sponsor, Michael Sloan Family Wines. Shout out to Lee and her family. Second generation female ran business now. And we're going to join Christine and a few other cool guests and Michael Solberg's owner, Leah Solberg, on December 20th to be wine tasting virtually with my brand, The Wine Caterers. And we're going to be in our Christmas pajamas. So it's a Christmas virtual wine tasting in pajamas. Christine will be joining us December 20th with some more Christmas last minute gift ideas that you just saw, all kinds of ideas, but now we're going to see some new stuff from her. Exactly. And we're going to be drinking wine. So that's going to be cool. Woo! We're going to ask that you bring your favorite wine to the virtual party, Christine. So okay. I need to have a couple options. And if anybody's listening and has a wine that they want to taste, yeah, if you got one of us to taste your wine, you guys can follow me at The Startup with Monique LeRae or Monique LeRae Stinson on Instagram and send me your information. Nice. Christine, it was really cool to see you. Thank you so much for giving us all those really neat ideas. I really love the Epsom salt one. I think everyone's getting an Epsom salt jar for their virtual aches and pains.
Good for you. I was going to show you.
We got one more thing.
Well, I was just going to show you. You can put it in something like that too. You can find these old jars and fill them with Christmas idea, Christmas balls, or put your Epsom salts in that.
Very cool. Put your candies in there. You could do all kinds of cool things.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
One thing I wanted to show you. One thing. Do we have time?
Yep. We have time. Go ahead.
I wanted to show you because this is something that's so easy if you have old wood laying around, and I have a ton of it.
You said you love wood, so I don't have as much wood around the house.
So this.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you could see this.
Oh, yeah.
So you can.
A Christmas card.
Yeah. So you can display your Christmas cards, and it's free, and add a wreath onto it or some bows, and boom, you're in business. Freestyle.
Can you turn it to the back? Turn it to the back. How did you use nails, obviously, but can we see the back side of it? You did it? Okay. Okay, great. What size nails does someone need to do something like that?
Oh my gosh, girl, I use whatever I have. I just kick out
there
whatever.
There you go.
I'm not a typical carpenter. Like I try and measure twice, cut once. That's the rule.
Okay.
But as far as all that stuff, I just grab whatever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Christine, for joining us. That's the good Mitch. You guys follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Christine, and showing us your last minute tips. And that's going to be amazing. We're excited to see you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you guys. Bye. Mwah. Bye. Happy Sunday.
Okay, all you right. Too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Mwah. Bye. All right. That was our reindeer friend, Christine Mitchell, the good Mitch. You guys, what a great soul. What a great energy. And if anybody has learned resilience, it's that lady right there this year. So let's support people like that who are doing creative, cool things that are good for the environment, good for one another. And she's definitely someone to watch, one of the brands to watch for 2021. I want to also cover some things before we go off the show today. And we are wrapping up the Pandemic Project documentary. As a lot of you guys have been following and supporting, thank you so much for the love on social media. I want to make sure that you guys know we are masked up and COVID tested and socially distant and responsible as LA does go on a shutdown now again, LA County. And it looks like Orange County too. I live in Orange County these days, but go out to LA for the show usually when the station's open. And so I want to give a lot of shout outs and love to the essential workers in LA and Orange County and any of the other counties that are being affected. I think right now, this show is not a political show, and I don't think that a mask is a political thing. I think somehow it got that way. I just think it's a healthcare situation and a thing that we can, help love our neighbor. So you might think it's stupid. You might think it doesn't work. I think that seatbelts are stupid sometimes if I'm not driving fast, but I know that they can be preventative, so I just wear one, right? And what's your condom policy? What's your seatbelt policy? I mean, we wanna try to just love thy neighbor and pay it forward. So even if you think it's stupid, I can tell you that I've been traveling every 2 weeks on a plane, every 3 weeks, and I haven't gotten COVID, knock on wood. And the reason why is because I'm wearing usually two masks on a plane and I'm sanitizing and I'm taking a lot of vitamins. I'm pumping a lot of vitamins into my body every day and I'm socially distant and I'm not, you know, up on a lot of people. And I have to attribute that for the things that I've been doing. So for the last 8 months now, I've been in a plane at least twice a month. So if you take it from me, someone's been on the road, perhaps it's working. Maybe it actually is working. But yeah, let's be good to one another. And with that said, I wanted to let you guys know about our live New Year's Eve event. That's going to be happening at La Casa del Camino in Laguna Beach. Shout out to La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your partnership with this. It'll be myself and my castmates, Christopher John and Gentry Stanley. And we will be there with our face shields, COVID tested, socially distant from anyone else. And we'll be streaming live on the Roku channel from Laguna Beach, live from Laguna Beach. And shout out to J. Will Productions, the Lower Bill Company. They are our partners in this. And we're really excited to just bring to you what we've been traveling for in the last the few months during this pandemic and show you who we've met on the road. We're just focusing on the real people and the times that we're in with essential workers and business owners trying to make it. We're featuring real people. And we're leaving the politics to the politicians. And I think it's really important to highlight how people are managing this thing. So that's going to be New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Roku channel. You're going to look for an emblem that says BUTV. If you want the direct link, go to Eventbrite and type in the Pandemic Project Documentary and grab your virtual free ticket. And we will send you a link to our show just the week before or a couple days before leading up. And if you're not following me, please do so on Instagram and I'll follow you back. I'd like to do follow for follow. And if I haven't, make sure you DM me and tell me to follow you back. And I will. The Startup with Monique Lorre, L-O-R-E, or Monique Lorre Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, on my personal page. Or you can find me on Cap Aquarius Media. That's just Capricorn and Aquarius together, you guys. Cap Aquarius Media. I think that's it. I think that's it. But I do have the last few things I want to announce. We are doing that virtual wine tasting in pajamas on December 20th with our partner, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg. She's going to talk about being a winemaker in these times and also what's coming up exciting for her brand, which we love featuring. So we'll have some more Michael Solberg varietals here, and we're going to probably feature a couple other brands. So if you are a winemaker and you want me to try this online and share with the world, we can do that. You can just DM me and we can link up and make that happen. Rain campaign. Yes. Make sure you click on the link in my bio on the Startup with Monique Lorre's Instagram page for the Rain campaign. If you have a lady in your household or in your life and you want to get her a healthy healthcare product, feminine healthcare product that has got no toxins, and it is helping and benefiting Casa LA, as well as my documentary film platform, The Latchkey Kids, Latchkey Kid Films, blah. then that's a great stocking stuffer. All right, you guys, we are going to be in Los Angeles next Friday and Saturday. We're going to be doing some B-roll for the film. Socially distanced and with masks, of course, and in before the curfew. But we are, you know, considered media and essential in that way. And we're going to just follow the protocol. So if you see us out, say hi, wave to us. But we're just going to be shooting out there. But if you have a story in LA and we haven't gotten to you, we're only doing Zoom at this time. So please, you know, follow me, write in, email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com if you have a COVID story, survival story, or you don't believe it's real, or you are a business owner, or whatever the case may be. We want to feature everybody's point of view, as many as we can get into a 90-minute film. But this premiere event on New Year's Eve is going to be featuring the trailer. So a film trailer is usually about a minute, minute and a half. This one is supersized for 3 minutes. So the whole hour, it will be myself and my two castmates talking to you about our adventures on the road, and also some of our brand partners. We'll be doing commercials for them. And then drum roll leading up to that last 3 minutes in that hour for the big trailer. So LA next weekend, and then San Diego as well on Sunday and Monday. So San Diego area, if you have something that you want to share about COVID that's been your experience, please email me or tag me on Instagram or find us, okay? But again, we're just doing Zoom interviews at this time until we can get these numbers under control. So let's see what we can do to help one another. You know, if you don't care, if you don't think it's real, that's fine. But maybe just do it because you love somebody, or maybe there's somebody that you know has a compromised immune system, or, you know, you're healthy and happy and whole, but maybe someone else isn't, or there's a kid on a vent, or there's kids with cancer, or anybody. Let's just try to get this thing under control. We all want to get back to life. And I know I can't wait to get out of this home office and back into the studio so we can have more guests on and have a good time. So no matter where you sit, we have to, you know, perception's everything, right? So if you perceive it as safe to go out, not everybody does. So until we all feel that way, our economy and our interactions and our mental health and everything we want back can't happen. So let's try to come together in some way and support this healing of our world. Yeah, guys, it's going to be a really, really good time. We really want to see you there for our premiere, for our trailer. So again, go on Eventbrite, type in the Pandemic Project documentary, and you'll get a link to the virtual event. You'll get a ticket, and then we'll send you a link in the week preceding the event on New Year's Eve. All right, a shout out to La Casa del Camino. It's a historic place in Laguna Beach. They're known for the rooftop bar. Their sangrias are really great. I think I posted something on Instagram. I was enjoying a sangria there before they close for the COVID restrictions. So a shout out to La Casa del Camino and all the hardworking people there. Much love to you guys. Thank you for doing what you do. And Michael Solberg Family Wines, thank you so much for being an amazing partner and friend. And we love you. And if you guys want to get some wine that goes and pairs well with just a wine glass, I think it's under $20 shipping. It's really inexpensive. So go on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com and pick up a bottle. If you're going to have Christmas, you can't do it without Michael Solberg Family Wines. And as always, when I ask you every Sunday, what will you start up today? I'll see you next Sunday, guys. Be safe. Cheers.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.